Flemington supports adaptive reuse of the town's unique and historic buildings. It believes the scale of the proposed project will overwhelm the town in the massiveness of the buildings and in the cost to taxpayers to provide the infrastructure needed to handle the surge of new residents and traffic. Now, it's new residents and traffic that we're looking for, and if we don't get that sorted, we're going to be in trouble. All right, the Balloon Festival is on its way. Starts tomorrow. 11 awesome ways to enjoy the giant New Jersey Balloon Festival. Craig Turpin reports that for the 34th year, tens of thousands of people will descend on Hunterdon County to watch over 100 pilots take off at what is North America's largest balloon festival. The Quick Check New Jersey Festival Ballooning takes place at Solberg Airport, Reddington Township on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The festival is much more than just balloons. There's music, rides, entertainment, and lots of food. Here are 11 inside tips on how to make that most of your visit to the festival. Number one, the balloon launches. There are 5 balloon launches over the festival's 3 days. 3 take place each day at 6:30 p.m. and 2 at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. If you want to avoid the crowds and the heat, come to the early mass ascension to see the more than 100 balloons that will take flight. There are a number of special shaped balloons from around the world that are part of the festival, as well as local pilots. If you're planning on arriving for Saturday night's mass ascension at 6:30 and the Casey and the Sunshine Band concert and nighttime hot air balloon glow some earlier in the day as crowds come in earlier in the day as the crowds come peak at late Saturday afternoon. Another reason to catch the evening mass ascension is fireworks. The show to follow at 9:30 p.m. There will also be a crowd favorite nighttime balloon glow on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. Music. The festival will also provide a wide range of music, and this year's lineup is no exception. There are 2 ways to enjoy the concerts: either buy a ticket to sit in special stage front seating, or take your chances with the lawn seating, which fills up early. Third Eye Blind performs on Friday night. Premium and platinum tickets are sold out, but gold tickets are $59 are available. The Girl and the Dreamcatcher, featuring Dove Cameron and Ryan McCartan, perform on Saturday at 1 p.m. Premium tickets are gone, but there are platinum and gold tickets available at $40 to $55. KC and the Sunshine Band perform Saturday night, and John Kay and Steppenwolf will special guest Foghat take the stage Sunday afternoon. Tickets for both shows are available $79 to $99. There's plenty of food. 2,700 square foot air conditioned pop up store, which is going to be a Quick Check. It will also have its hospitality tent with baristas who will custom make more than 60 varieties of handcrafted hot and ice cold drinks. If you come early on Saturday or Sunday, you can enjoy breakfast with the balloons catered by the Black River Barn at Randolph. Then there are the hot air balloon funnel cake, an Oreo cookie dipped in sweet funnel cake batter, fried to a golden brown, topped with powdered sugar, and served with either strawberry, chocolate, or blueberry sauces. You could take a flight. A unique way to enjoy the balloon festival is to take a flight. The cost is $225 per person for morning launches and $250 per person for evening launches. Tethered balloon rides are also available if the winds are calm at $20 per person. Jennifer, the Cannon Lady Smith, highlight of the festival is seeing human cannonball Jennifer, the Cannon Lady Smith, take flight. She takes flight at 3:30 and 6 p.m. Friday, 9 a.m., 2 and 5:30 on Saturday, and 5:30 on Sunday. 1 and 5:30 on Sunday. She will also serve as the starting gun for the Sunday morning 5K run. Smith will also hold meet and greet photo sessions during the weekend. Plenty of entertainment between the balloon launches to family-friendly performers. It's also a theater of magic performances and music at the Quick Check hospitality tent. And you can also run with the balloons. There's a 5K race, the Advil Running with the Balloons 5K Crossroad Challenge. That can be involved. Check out the Midway For thrill seekers, check out the rides at the festival's unofficial midway. It's best to get ride tickets early to avoid long lines later in the day. And you can also be a Blue Sky VIP. So all general admission tickets are $35, $15 for kids ages 4 to 12. Another option is the Blue Sky Club, which includes general admission, prime viewing spots for the mass ascensions in the Blue Sky Club tent, with catered food at the additional charge. Also a reserved concert seat at one of the three major concerts. Seats are assigned on a first-come, first-served basis. But plan ahead. It's going to get crowded, and it gets traffic. All right, so that's pretty much it for me for today. It's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. I want to thank Diane Lane and Michelle Heidi for their contribution to the show. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Well, if you're planning on going to the Balloon Festival, you're going to have to do a couple of things. You're going to have to plan your trip in and out, and you need to plan it around the weather, because the weather does not look like it's going to be very cooperative this year. So check it out. Make sure you're safe, sound, and smart. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Let me tell you, it was tough because Hillary was tough. I was worn out. She was doing everything I was doing, but just like Ginger Rogers, it was backwards in heels.
First you compliment your candidate, and then you slam the other candidate twice.
He calls himself a business guy, which is true, but I have to say I know plenty of businessmen and women who've achieved remarkable success without leaving a trail of lawsuits and unpaid workers and people feeling like they got cheated. Does anyone really believe that a guy who spent his 70 years on this earth showing no regard for working people is suddenly going to be your champion, your voice? Hey, if so, you should vote for him.
All in all, on the president's speech, he knows what his people want to hear. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
Day 3 from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia continued. Jason Wirt was on the floor for USA Radio News.
On day 3 of the Democratic National Convention, the knives came out against Donald Trump. One Hillary delegate told USA Radio News she hasn't always agreed with Democratic leaders, but her concern about this election is different.
I have never been so terrified in my life. as I am right now with somebody who's so unqualified, whose temperament is so poor, whose decision-making is only based upon whether somebody slighted him or not.
From the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, I'm Jason Wirt.
Donald Trump said the country is sick and tired of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
I noticed they have change. She's been there for 30 years. 30 years. There's no change. It's going to be the same. It's going to be an extension of Obama, in my opinion, worse.
Donald Trump's words from his press conference today in Florida. And this is USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1...
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio came out calling for party unity. Sharon Reed reports.
The mayor told the delegates that as a New Yorker, he's quite familiar with both candidates running for president.
These two people are worlds apart.
Some of de Blasio's comments seemed aimed directly at Bernie Sanders supporters. He said as president, Clinton will be armed with the most progressive agenda in modern times.
One that rewards work instead of wealth.
And he accused Donald Trump of making a career of ripping people off and bankrupting his companies. He called the Republican reckless, risky, and scary.
Other voices on the podium today included Vice President Joe Biden.
How can there be pleasure in saying you're fired? He's trying to tell us he cares about the middle class. Give me a break. That's a bunch of malarkey.
We're fact-checking to see if that's the first time the word malarkey has been used at the podium. Charges have been dropped against the three Baltimore police officers still facing trial in the death of Freddie Gray. Attorney Warren Alperstein isn't surprised.
I think the writing was on the wall, frankly, that the state would continue to fail in its efforts to secure convictions.
He went on to say the prosecution had nearly an impossible task.
The bottom line is I think the state ultimately recognized that the writing was on the wall with Judge Williams and that it was not going to successfully prosecute these other three officers.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
It's 8:04. It's time for the radio weather. Hey, it's 80 degrees right now. Clear skies. 30% chance of precipitation. Today is July 28th, 2016. Partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. West winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest around 5 in this afternoon. Chance of rain is 30%. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, with a chance of thunderstorms mainly after midnight. Locally, heavy rainfall possible, lows in the lower 70s. West winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming northwest after midnight. Chance of rain is 70%. And with that, we have a flash flood watch. Portions of Delaware, northeast Maryland, New Jersey, and southeast Pennsylvania, including Huntington County, are in effect from this evening through Friday evening. Periods of showers and embedded thunderstorms are expected tonight into Friday. Some of the thunderstorms may contain torrential rainfall, and as a result, a localized flash flood threat. The axis of heaviest rain remains uncertain at this time. However, the potential of localized rainfall amounts of 2 or more inches in an hour will bring the risk for flash flooding, and particularly in urban areas. For tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely. Thunderstorms may produce gusty winds, heavy rainfall. Humid with highs in the lower 80s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and humid and highs in the mid-80s on Sunday, becoming southwest around 5 miles an hour. On Saturday, on Sunday. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high around 80. Partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s on Monday. Mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s on Tuesday. Temperatures in that area. We got 75 over in Branchburg, 72 down in East Amwell, 77, 73 in Kingwood, 69 in Frenchtown, 66 up in Highbridge, 68 over in Hampton. Good morning, Hunterdon. I'm Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. Regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Don't ever say you're lonely, just lay your problems on me, and I'll be waiting there for you. The stars can be so blinding, when you get tired of fighting, you know the one you can look to. When the vision you have gets blurry, you don't have to worry, I'll be alright. That's the least I can do, cause when I fall, you won't. Walking in your shoes, we'll take each step together till you come back to center.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Dixie. You're going to be live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running runs. You need to be on, you know, folks, over the wireless and out of the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
I'll carry you, so you know that I'll carry you, I'll carry you, I'll carry you.
All right, it's Thursday. The Bloom Festival is on its way. Casey and the Sunshine Band, Fog Hat. Lots of great things happening. We'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show. So hang on for that. First things first, though, we're going to talk about traffic. HERTTV.com sends me my alerts. You can get them, too. Just register with them, and they'll send you the alerts via email, which you can see on your smartphone, or you can follow them on Twitter. And if you like those texts, those tweets to be converted to text, you can have them converted via quick text. We had congestion earlier on 78. In exit 20 all the way back to 18. That was at 7 o'clock this morning. We had an accident much earlier in the morning. So that's all probably taken care of at this point. We have an incident right now, though, at 7:35 this morning. In exit 24 in Tewksbury. Accident approaching exit 24. Delays currently back to exit 20 in Lebanon Borough. So that might be delaying your trip. Now, some reminders. Number one, we have a flood watch coming in, and you know where those areas are. So that'll be happening depending on how the rain comes in over the next evening into tomorrow. Number two, we have the Balloon Festival. So Route 22, 78, going to be backed up all the way down 523 and over to Reddington Road. So you're going to have to find detours around that, unless you're going to the Balloon Festival. So plan on those things. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Jibber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingtonRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on at 8:30 to talk about the markets. We'll bring Diane Lane on to talk about travel. And we'll talk with those two. Rest of the show, eclectic mix of news. We got some stuff about a rally that's going to go on in Flemington. News on how to, inside tips about the Balloon Festival. And some other things that are happening in and around Hunterdon County. At 11 o'clock, it's the library show. Jim Thatcherton from Winbury talk about the impressive array of materials to borrow, services, exhibits, programs, and community support. Jim Gonneau is on at noon taking care of business, and he's talking about Pokemon Go. He says somehow, some way, Pokemon Go is actually helping his business, and he's going to explain how and which aspect of it. Thoughts, Tools, and Tough Love with Laura G. Wright is on. She's the Teen Whisperer on at 4 o'clock. And that's pretty much it. That's all the lineup on HuntingtonRadio.com, the website, the mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunt in just a moment.
Never say you're lonely, just lay your problems on me, and I'll be waiting there for you. The stars can be so blinding when you get tired of fighting, you know the one you can look to. When the vision you have gets blurry, you don't have to worry, I'll be alright. Walking in your shoes, we'll take each step together till you come back to center. You know that I know the real you. And when the vision you had gets blurry, you don't have to worry, I'll be your eyes. There's the least I can do, cause when I'm...
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Bob Marley, help me with BrownRocks.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. National Moth Week is finishing up on Sunday. National Body Piercing Week finishes up tomorrow. Commie Great Texas Mosquitoes Days. Gonna have to look at that. That starts today and finishes up on the 30th. Garlic Days starts tomorrow. World Lumberjack Championship starts tomorrow. And Single Working Women's Week starts on the 31st and goes through the first week of August. Looking at today, it is Lumberjack Day, it's National Chili Dog Day, National Milk Chocolate Day, it's World Hepatitis Day, National Refreshment Day. I wonder if that sounds like all-encompassing, doesn't it? And it's Buffalo Soldiers Day. Celebration services for the week and the day from BrianLux.com. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. In the world of Pokemon Go and all the other electronics, it's nice to know that the Clinton tennis program in swing for the summer. Danielle Muller reports on the 27th that the town's tennis program is back in swing this summer. Since beginning in 1999, the program has taught over 1,000 Central Jersey youth who are interested in having fun and learning about the great game. This year, 31 children and teens ages 6 to 14 have signed up and arrived in the court of the Clinton Community Center on Halsted Street for their first week of lessons, which began on Monday. Instructors Jessica Graham, 18, and Jack Amabile, 17, said participants will learn all the basics of tennis and more. Quote, "This is a good practice for them to be interactive with others and be social," Graham said. "It's about getting out and playing, which is a lot harder to do nowadays. This is a good old fun, and they can make friends with people they've never met before," unquote. Graham has played tennis for 7 years and has been an instructor for four. She has said she played varsity throughout high school and went on to compete in tournaments. This year, Graham will be headed to Rutgers University, where she will participate in their club tennis program. For Amabile, this is the first year instructing, but has been playing for the game for 5 years. He played both varsity and junior varsity for Hunterdon Central Regional High School in Raritan Township. "Camps like these really work. It's what got me to love the sport." Graham said that unlike other camps she has worked at before, the Clinton tennis program relaxes on structure and focuses more on simply just having fun. We don't drill the sport into them. We mostly play games to lighten them up, to get them to love the sport like we do. The kids love it, and to see them happy is a great thing. The program runs 4 weeks, starting in the mornings, Monday through Thursday, and rotates kids of different ages every 45 minutes. It is broken down into two sessions, with the first from July 25th to August 4th, and the second session running from August 8th to 18th. Parents who are interested in signing their kids up for the second session can still do so as long as space is available. To find out more information, parents may contact Monica Berkman at monicaberkman@gmail.com. How about that? We got kids that are actually outdoors playing. How unusual. Something we're not really used to at this point. Brings a smile to your face. That's vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
July 28th are celebrity birthdays from the oldest jockey on the net. Dawn of the Dead, Hannah Lochner is 23. Singer and television personality Cher Lord is 23. City of Dreamers, George Webster is 25. Rapper Crank That, Soulja Boy is 26. The Internship Games, Lindsay K. Hayward is 29. Actress in As the World Turns, Alexandra Chando is 30. Nolan Gerard Funk is 30 from XY. Slithers, Dustin Milligan is 31. Baylor's, John David Washington is 32. Guiding Lights, Tom Peffrey is 34. Billy Aaron Brown is 35 from Jeepers Creepers 2. Talk to Her, Leonora Waiting is 41. Falling Overnight, Barrack Hardley is 41. Former Heartland drummer Todd Anderson is 41. John Q. Scott Bloom is 43. From Showgirls, Elizabeth Berkley is 44. Pulp Fiction's Alexis Arquette, 47. Alien the Resurrection, Daniel Raymond is 47. The Lost World's Rachel Blakely is 48. Being John Malkovich, Carlos Jacot is 49. Full House's Lori Loughlin is 52. Murder One, Michael Hayden is 53. Jayhawks bassist Mark Perlman is 55. Waiting for Guffman, Michael Hitchcock, 58. Brianne Leary is 59 from Chips. CBS News anchor Scott Pelley is 59. Nina Axelrod, 61 from Cobra. Spaceballs' D. Young is 61. Dark Justice's Bruce Abbott is 62. Deep Purple guitarist Steve Morse, 62. Braveheart Randall Wallace is 67. Free Bad Company drummer Simon Kirk is 67. Mary Tyler Moore Show, Georgia Engel is 68. All in the Family, Sally Struthers is 69. Lou Grant and Day by Day, Linda Kelsey is 70. From Singer of Sunshine, Jonathan Edwards is 70. Comic strip cartoonist of Garfield and U.S. Acres, Jim Davis is 71. Back to the Future, Francis Lee McCain is 72. Former U.S. Senator Bill Bradley is 73. Voice of Optimus Prime in Transformers movies, Peter Cullen, 75. Charles Cyphers is 77 from Escape from New York. Pianist and band leader Peter Dushin is 79. And Network and the Grapes of Wrath, Daryl Hickman, is 85. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtonjr.com. And we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter. And Michelle Heidi's up next. Thank you.
something, something as simple as me hearing your name. Puts me in a place that I can't even explain.
Oh, no, I never
knew
before.
I really didn't know back then, but right now I'm totally sure. Maybe I know I'm your friend, but I wanna be much more. I should be a woman, 'cause you're the only one who makes my fairy tale come true.
How could someone make me so sad? But still, I only want you to.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams Dole.
He is a guy who does not know anything. He has no interest in public policy. He has no interest in international affairs.
Day three of the DNC should have been titled Trump Bashing. That was Senator Al Franken and now Mayor Bill de Blasio.
He became one of the least generous billionaires our country has ever seen.
Senator Harry Reid got on board.
The only thing we Republicans like Mitch McConnell have accomplished is setting the stage for a hateful con man, Donald Trump.
And another former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg.
And we must unite around the candidate who can defeat a dangerous demagogue.
Day four will bring us Hillary Clinton and the close of the Democratic National Convention. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
It was still a sad day in the Bernie Sanders camp, but our senior correspondent Jason Wirt was there with this report.
Some Bernie Sanders delegates changed their tune slightly on day three of the Democratic National Convention, saying Bernie is not the sole leader of their movement.
I think of Bernie Sanders as a leader in the progressive movement that we're in. I reserve the right until the 8th of November to vet every single candidate. I think every single person has that opportunity, and maybe they should take it.
From the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, I'm Jason Wirt.
It was originally a three-way race in the Democratic Party. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley did take the stage last night at the DNC.
Anger never protected a family's home or sent a kid to college. Anger never built a great republic. I say, to hell with Trump's American nightmare. We believe in the American dream.
This is USA Radio News, where you can keep up to date at www.usaradio.com.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number
3030. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
No, wrong on all three counts. But it was a great night to be looking up at the sky as you got to see two consecutive orbits of the International Space Station and then a tremendous meteor shower as part of the Delta Aquarids peaked on Wednesday with one meteor meteor showing up all the way from California across 17 states. It'll happen again tonight, best seen in the northern portions of the U.S. Loved ones are mourning the death of a young mother who was gunned down on Chicago's south side. Activist Lamon Record spoke to a crowd of people gathering last night for a vigil.
Today is the day as African Americans we are taking a stand on each other, and today is the day the killers must stop.
Africa Bass was the 23-year-old woman who lost her life. The Metropolitan Transit Authority is planning to sue New York City over an East Harlem track fire that crippled Metro North service for days. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The agency has filed a notice of claim calling the city careless, reckless, and negligent for allowing flammable materials to be stored at a garden center under the elevated tracks. Fire broke out on May 17th when a worker accidentally poured gasoline on a hot generator. It caused heavy damage to the tracks, knocking out service to and from Grand Central Terminal on the Harlem, Hudson, and New Haven lines.
USA Radio News, I'm Rod William Stoll.
Problems on me, and I'll be waiting there for you. The stars can be so blinding when you get tired of fighting. You know the one you can look to. When the vision you have gets blurry, you don't have to worry. I'll be alright. It's the least I can do, 'cause when I fell, you pulled me through. So you know that I'll carry you.
All right, a little lapse in judgment there. I got Michelle Heidi on the line. I was asleep at the switch getting her up on the phone during the news. So good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some heads up here. We got a big flash flood watch coming in tonight into tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
So over 2 inches of rain potentially in an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so they don't know when it's going to happen, but they know because of the weather right now. It's it goes from today all the way to Friday night. So So be on the lookout between that and the Balloon Festival traffic.
Going to
be
right.
Some interesting stuff happening over the next couple of days.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, thank you for the heads up. Appreciate that.
No problem. All right. So you need to give me a heads up on the markets. What's happening?
All right. Well, since the Fed wrapped up their meeting yesterday, of course, now we have the speculation as to when they might potentially raise rates again, because they did update their view on the economy. So some feel that it's possible for them to do a small hike in September, but more than likely, at the earliest, it would be December.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they did upgrade their view on the economy, which, you know, again, is seen as a positive from an overall perspective moving forward. And then we had a whole bunch of earnings coming out this morning, all different sectors. Let's see, starting with Ford. Ford missed on the earnings estimates, but they did beat on revenue. We had Dow, 10 cents above estimates. They also beat on revenue. Colgate-Palmolive beat. They were a tad bit shy on revenue. Raytheon blew out of the water in terms of earnings. They came in at $2.38 a share versus an expected $1.74 a share. We had one of my daughter's favorites, Hershey, 7 cents above. They also beat on revenue. Harley-Davidson beat, although they were slightly above on revenue. Facebook, everyone pays a lot of attention to Facebook. They came in 15 cents above, and they also beat on revenue. So all in all, again, earnings continue to come in, you know, relatively positive in terms of expectations. Again, the expectations were for a decrease in about 4.7% all in all year over year, and we've pretty much been, you know, matching and in many cases beating what the expectations were. So The markets here right now are trading relatively flat, down a little bit, as the European markets are trading down a little bit. And in overnight trading, we had the Nikkei down a little over 1%. The Shanghai was up just a tad bit. So all in all, looks like we'll be opening relatively flat, and we'll continue to keep an eye on earnings. I know we have Alphabet, which was one of the Google, whatever you want to call that,
that's their,
and
that's
Amazon.
That's their conglomerate name now.
Exactly. That's a good, yes. And then we have Amazon and CBS all reporting after the market closes today. So from a technology perspective, it looks like so far the tech companies are coming in pretty positive. Pretty positively, and many other sectors as well. So, looks like I said, we will be opening relatively flat and see where we go from here.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the chart now. We're getting this little rounding curve on the top after we've made that big thrust a couple days ago, and so it looks like we're just leveling off. I imagine at this point it's going to drop a little bit, and then we'll probably go for whatever our last high was prior to that,
right,
as the floor, and see what it does from there. But
exactly.
Nothing, no real catalyst now, right? Earnings season's we're about 3 weeks in, and we're wrapping up July, right? The last week of July, so might be some monthly window dressing, as you always point out, happening this week. And that's about it. There's nothing happening really until, we got 1 month of August, then we go into September, and that's when everybody comes back from summer vacation and starts to be serious again.
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll probably, for the most part, see, as you mentioned, kind of a leveling off with no major catalyst to move things one way or another. Although, since I leave for vacation the end of next week, for whatever reason, it seems like when I go on vacation, just volatility kicks in. Hopefully that's not the case this year.
so Goldman Sachs is calling you up and saying, hold off?
Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
But, there's no major catalyst out there, no major, anything that's going on while I'm away this time. So hopefully it's relatively benign.
I'm looking right here again at the charts, and that we had that drop just before we had this big rise. That drop was on June 27th, like a month ago, right?
Right.
And from that point up, it was almost a 10% rise. Where it was about 9%. So that's a typical run that you get in any type of market, and so that's why it's leveling off, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right.
Well, as I said, be on the lookout for some crazy weather and traffic patterns over the next couple of days.
Sounds like a plan.
We will talk to you again tomorrow. Stay cool again. We're not going to get out of this pattern until Monday. So hang on. All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning 100 and HuntingChamberRadio.com. It's time for us to take another quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning 100 in just a moment.
Jinx, do it. Japs, do it. Hop and laugh my little laps, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets, do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam, do it. Not to mention the Finns, folks in Siam, do it. Think of Siamese twins, those Argentines, without the means, do it. People say in Boston, even beans, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams against their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish, do it.
For over 50 years, a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time. All right, it's time to talk with Diane Lane from D&L Travel. She's on the phone. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
How's it going, everybody?
We're doing okay. It's hot. Yeah, still hot. I don't know what they're going to do with the balloon festival. I was just talking about that a little while ago. It's really hard to ascend a balloon in a 90-degree temperature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I forget the winds, which we've been seeing, but you know what? This is typical. You know, when we have the balloon festival.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're going to have some thunderstorms. They said.
Yeah,
but
that's
you know
really.
They're going to have to be careful too. There, then the front comes through, they'll get the wind.
Yep.
But they got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know.
You're right.
That's what it is. It gets bigger and better all the time. So.
Yep.
And we all chase the balloons.
Yeah, you do that too. It's kind of fun.
Oh
yeah.
Yep. Fun. I think. What else? Hey, think about it. You have to travel either New Mexico or here to get Arizona to catch the balloons, you know?
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
I sit there with a little map, and I sit with the weather, and I figure out the wind, and I say, okay, where are they going to cross that I'll be able to see them?
So yeah, you never know.
It's a little game. It's kind of fun.
So we've been a lot of politics in the last couple of weeks.
No.
Yeah. But I have to say, it's a historical moment, even in the travel agency world, because he's running for president, and he's got the major Trump hotel. You know, he's sitting chairman and president of the hotel company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does the travel agency, you know, industry love him because he's a good organizer. He runs a really good business. It's privately held. They see the travel agents as a sales force for selling their properties. I mean, you know. Regardless of political affiliation, he runs a tight ship. And it's not really him, it's his three kids.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a hard worker, and they love, you know, how he runs things. You know, it's a hands-on family feeling across the board. People are very loyal working for him, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, I think about it. You know, Trump Turnberry is a golf resort in Scotland. Scotland has been always low on the radar. You know, even Wales, you don't get, it's Ireland or England. You never see about Scotland or Wales. So, hey, if you're a golf person and you really want some element of trying something different, go to Scotland, to Turnberry Resort. I mean, he brands golf. I mean, it's just a great tag team for him, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
But it's a family-run business. They haven't seen much changes, but Ivanka and Eric are really showcasing things at the International Hotel in Washington, D.C. What they're doing there, it's unbelievable. They're taking the old building and renovating it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be significant, you know? It's what it is.
Yeah.
I think people shouldn't judge according to what's going being published out there, you know? They really research it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen him on a number of documentaries or kind of documentaries about his projects, and it was interesting to see how he was developing all the different golf properties.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. He spent $265 million.
Yep.
Where are you going to get somebody who's going to raise that money and offer job and security and you get paid? You know what
yep.
I'm saying?
Yep.
It's not his money he's working with. He's working with other people, but you know, they do what they have to do. They really are hands on. They're decision makers. They're responsive to things that people say. But you know what? She wore a dress that was on sale on the racks for $138 and sold out across mm-hmm. the board. What did Michelle Obama wear?
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it's just what it is. They know what it's like to be the working man because they've been there. You
yep.
know. So even though they're saying some of the bookings have dropped, no, I don't think it's that. I don't think you have to say politics. I think it's just people in general, the way things are going on in the world right now. You
yeah.
know, you go to France and you think everything is safe. There's some crazy stuff going on. So, I don't know. I just don't understand what's happening right now, and it's. Let's see what happens with the world. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
But Grand Cayman, that other little island out there that's owned by England, and you have Cayman Brac, they are really promoting fall travel.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's looking for a deal, some of the hotels are offering 40 to 50% off. So, and I love the Caymans. It's so great. They raised this place. Since they got hit by the hurricane many years ago.
Right.
But it is just in a unique little island. You can mix, you know, you get a lot of, because it's also the banking financial center of a lot of locations.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many banks. You see a lot of diversity on the island. But, you know, it's surrounded by a coral reef. It's got Stingray City. You feed the stingrays.
Yep.
You can go diving. You see a phenomenal fish if you want to go
yep.
and do it. You know,
got the turtle sanctuary.
And they have the turtle sanctuary and the dolphin thing. Oh yeah, it's
yep.
unbelievable. Were you there?
I was there. 7 Mile
yeah.
Beach, right?
Yeah, you got 7 Mile Beach, but you got the turtle farm.
Turtle farm, and then went to hell.
Yep, you got the town of hell. You can dive in hell, and you send the card down.
Send the postcard from hell, yeah.
Yep, right. So they're offering a really good thing. And then Four Seasons just took over the Viceroy in Anguilla. That's another little British island that nobody really goes to, knows about, off of St. Martin. You can hop by ferry, or you can do a direct flight from San Juan into Anguilla. It's a fantastic little place, phenomenal beaches. It's a little flat. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing like St. John or St. Thomas with the mountains or anything, or St. Martin, you know. But you can go to St. Martin if you want highlights and, you know, nightclubs and mm-hmm. dancing. But if you just want peace and relaxation, Anguilla is the place to go.
All right.
I mean, yeah, that's a nice little spot.
So what are those deals? What are those deals looking like? So you were saying like 50% off of the Grand Cayman.
Well, like you can go to the Marriott for $144 a night. The Wyndham Reef is offering 40. Now, the Wyndham used to be the Reef Hotel. It's about an hour away almost from, it's all along to the north side of the island.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Reef. There are little kitchenettes, And you can go do your own thing, or you can stay at the resort and eat the resort. But I pop over, and we go to the North Shore, the North Point, and we just have Rum Point is the other location. It's fantastic. You know, I don't mind taking a car, renting, and bopping. You know, you're only traveling 25 to 30 miles an hour, but yeah, you really get to see the island, you know. Yeah. So I love it. I mean, that's a fantastic price to go to Anguilla and yeah, to Grand Cayman.
That's nice.
So, and they're offering over to Cayman Brac, they're even offering free airline transfers.
Wow.
The trade partners. You go to, say, La Sole d'Or. The guests stay, they're treated in complimentary airport transfers, private tour of the property.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Let me tell you, it was tough because Hillary was tough. I was worn out. She was doing everything I was doing, but just like Ginger.